Hey everyone, I've given you the link to reginadonacres.com because even though in Awakenings lately I've been going over this reading assignment that the Holy Spirit gave me on teaching, right now I'm feeling to take a break from that and instead go over something that the Holy Spirit gave me this morning. It's also posted on the Peace of God as well as the other list, so you may have already seen it. It's called Is Attack Possible? And it's something I really, really want to learn, and so that's why I'm going to teach it right now. It's just another opportunity. I've already read it 3 or 4 times, but it's just another opportunity to really, really bring it into my mind, which is something I'm very willing to do and I want very much to do. So I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity to share it with you all. It came about, you know, it's one of the many things that have been coming about lately because of the seeming Gary John controversy. And really, this is much more, this is much more coming about because of, it seems like dozens upon dozens of posts that I've seen a little bit on the Peace of God, but mostly on DU. And there's a word that keeps being repeated over and over and over again in these posts, and that word is the word attack. You know, I see some people seeming to say that John attacked Gary. I see some people seeming to say that, you know, Gary was attacked, and so his seeming return attack was justified. I just keep seeing this word attack, but what's really interesting is as I've been reading this word over and over the last few days, there's been this little internal, you know, I'm going to call it a voice, but it's not really a voice. You know, it's that intuitive feeling, this little internal voice that every time I see the word attack, it's almost been like whispering, no. No. Just every single time I see the word attack, no. And it kind of reminds me of when I was a child and I first learned the story of Noah and the flood. And, you know, of course I was told that God allowed the flood or created the flood because everyone was bad except for Noah and his family, and he had to destroy them so that Noah could start over. And to be honest, as a kid, I was willing to accept that, you know, God destroyed all the bad people. I didn't really have a problem with that. But I didn't quite understand why all the animals were destroyed too. I mean, I knew he took two upon two on the ark, but there was a little voice in me that just kept saying, no, God wouldn't destroy the innocent. No, no. And it seems like that's the same voice I was hearing now. It reminded me of that. And I thought, you know, when I was a child, I learned to question because of that no, and I think I should question again now. I'm hearing, every time I see the word attack in these emails, I'm hearing no. And so it led me to ask the question this morning, is attack possible? You know, I mean, that's what it felt like the no was saying, is no, there is no attack. That's what led up to the question. The answer I got is, you know, I get wonderful answers all the time, but if any of y'all have known me very long, you know, every now and then I just kind of go wow, wow, wow with an answer that I get. And this morning was one of those wow, wow, wow answers. So I'm going to share it with you now because I want very, very, very much to take this deeply into my own mind so that it's right there in the forefront of my mind as I seem to perceive attack. It will help me to switch gears. So, again, you have two posts there, one from me and one from David, two places where you can pick this up if you want to read along. So here we go. Again, the question, is attack possible? And the answer, no, attack is not possible because all thought is shared. Each one receives as he has asked to receive through his thought. Therefore, no one is ever attacked, and only his request is answered. Within perception, attack is a misperception of your experience. It is a misperception of what you, it is a misperception of what you believe you are doing, and a misperception of that which you experience as being done. It is always misperception and never fact. I ask you to let go of attack thoughts, not because they are attack, but because they block true perception from your sight. As you believe in attack, you cannot see love because you believe love is attack. Love is not attack. Love is giving through Spirit to Spirit that which Spirit requests. This giving is never given consciously, as consciousness is the domain of the ego. This giving is natural and outside of the domain of the ego, so that it is without any conscious involvement at all. Now I'm going to stop there because there was so much understanding that came with these paragraphs. And I just feel it would be helpful to me, and possibly to you as well, but definitely to me, to just review this understanding in my mind, because like I said, I really, really, really want to accept this message. So, first of all, you know, what was really interesting was it said that as I believe in attack, I can't see love because I'm believing love is attack. Now, right there, as soon as I heard those words, I knew that love is all there is, and that attack is only an interpretation, and that whenever I'm believing that interpretation, I am literally choosing to close my own eyes to love, which is all that is. So Spirit said, as you believe in attack, you cannot see love because you believe love is attack. Again, if love is all there is, by choosing to believe I see attack, I am literally choosing to see love as attack. The Holy Spirit continues, love is not attack. Love is giving. Now listen to this definition of love. Love is giving through Spirit to Spirit that which Spirit requests. Now first of all, notice there's no giving from one person to another person. All of this giving is happening within a oneness that is being called Spirit. Love is giving through Spirit to Spirit that which Spirit requests. This giving is never, listen to that, never given consciously, as consciousness is the domain of the ego. The giving is natural and outside of the domain of the ego, so that it is without any conscious involvement at all. So this is nothing that with our I'm sorry, I got a giggle. I noticed somebody just came in named Smells Like Wet Dog, and it's been raining here, and that's exactly what my dog smells like. So it's a smell I'm very familiar with lately. Very familiar. Got me off track. Okay, let me go back. Anyway, this giving is never, ever, ever conscious, and I felt like that was an important note I needed to make, in my own mind. I needed to really accept that this consciousness, that this giving is never conscious, which means even if I think I am giving you something out of love, if this is a conscious act, that's not the giving this is talking about. So anything that I do within consciousness is not this kind of giving. And if you think about it, that makes perfect sense. It really does if we look at this. If I think I am giving David something out of love, okay, whether it be a tangible gift, a hug, it doesn't matter what it is. If I think I am giving David something out of love, I mean, right there in that thought, we have the thought of duality, because it's an I giving to a David. That's where consciousness is. That's the domain of the ego. And so that is not what this is talking about. This is not the type of giving this is talking about. This giving is never conscious. This is never a decision that a thinking mind can decide to take. This is not an action a thinking mind can decide to take. It's something that goes on outside of the domain of the ego. So in that way, you know, as an ego who seems to want control, this is something we can never have control of. It just is. You understand? It's completely outside of our control. So again, love is giving through Spirit to Spirit that which Spirit requests. The giving is never given consciously, as consciousness is the domain of the ego. This giving is natural and outside of the domain of the ego, so that it is without any conscious involvement at all. Love cannot stop, but love can be misperceived if you believe in attack. In order to see love's reflection through true perception, you must be willing to let go of all perception of attack. Remember this. When you believe you are attacking or have attacked, so we could be talking about when we're feeling guilty here, or just feeling justified. When you believe you are attacking or have attacked, you are completely wrong. Give the misperception to me that you may see differently. When you believe you are attacked, you are 100% wrong. Give this misperception to me that you may see differently. Now listen to this next one. When you believe you see one attacking another, you are believing in attack yourself. Give this misperception to me that you may see differently. Now, these paragraphs are not talking about me watching my brother. This is talking about me watching my mind. So, for example, if I want to take what I'm being taught by Holy Spirit and ask, I'm going to ask a silly question, but it's a question that may have crossed all of our minds because we can all be silly. I'm going to ask a silly question. Let's say I'm reading this, and so I say, okay, I get it. So John attacked Gary because Gary was already asking for that attack in his mind. Okay, if that's a question I ask, I'm actually not getting it. I'm not getting it all because this has nothing to do with anybody else. This only has to do with my perception and my mind. Okay? Remember, we are only here to accept the atonement for ourselves. This only has to do with my perception and my mind. If I perceive that John attacked Gary, that has nothing to do with the thoughts in Gary's mind. That has everything to do with the thoughts in my mind. I'm the one perceiving attack. And this last paragraph says, when you believe you see one attacking another, you are believing in attack yourself. Give this misperception to me that you may see differently. So if I choose to see that John attacked Gary, or if I choose to see that Gary attacked John, or Robert Perry attacked Ken Wapnick, I mean, it doesn't matter. If I am choosing to see any kind of attack, I am the one that's choosing to see attack. I am the one that's experiencing that, and I am the one that is blocking my own ability to see only love. I'm doing it to myself, and we know the Course teaches us that. I am only doing it to myself. And we all know it's the ego's oldest trick in the book, to believe that whatever it is that we're perceiving is happening out there, that John is doing it, or Gary is doing it, or Robert is doing it. And that is pure distraction away from what's really going on, which is my own mind. And if I am willing to always, always, always pull this back to my own mind, I can release the blocks to love's presence in my own mind, and I can be given true perception, which means I can come to the point of seeing only love. But I can only do that if I am willing to bring all of my perceptions back to my own mind. So I saw somewhere, I think it might have been Shanti Christo, but I don't remember where, so scratch that, because I could be completely wrong. I saw somewhere where somebody was channeling Jesus, and Jesus said that he learned to become divinely selfish. Divinely selfish. That's exactly what we're talking about here, is learning to become divinely selfish, which is to really remember, yeah, it's all about me. My perceptions are my perceptions. My perceptions are my perceptions. And as long as I can really hold on to that, I provide myself with the greatest opportunity to allow the healing of my mind. Let me continue. Miracles are never under conscious control, because giving is never under conscious control. Spirit is not consciousness as the ego is. The ego, or the part of the mind that thinks it is separate, interprets all that is experienced by making up stories about that which is experienced. However, all of that is made up, and so it is the veil that hides true perception from your awareness. When you do something, you may think, I am doing this because of this or that. Know that whatever you think after you think because of is not true. So what this is saying is, if I say, I sent this email to Carolyn because she asked a question and I wanted to help her and I had a good, I had a good answer that had been helpful to me before, so I shared it with her. Every single thing I said after I sent this email to Carolyn because, every single word of that was made up. That was my own justification in my mind as to why I did it. And the Holy Spirit, even though that was a very spiritual story, she asked for it and I wanted to provide it for her. I had it, so I gave it to her. A very spiritual story. It's still a made-up story. Every single word that followed because of was completely made up. So again, when you do something, you may think, I am doing this because of this or that. Know that whatever you think after you think because of is not true. The only reason you do anything is because you are guided to do it by your thoughts. The only reason you do anything is because you are guided to do it by your thoughts, which come to you from your spirit. Now, I'd like to point out, this doesn't say your Holy Spirit. Ego thoughts are still thoughts that come to us from our spirit, because spirit is all there is. So this does not necessarily say the thought is coming to me from my Holy Spirit, but a thought is coming into my mind from spirit, and I'm choosing to believe and accept that thought, and so I am following through. In that way, I am always, always, always following guidance, regardless of whether it seems to be an ego perspective or whether it seems to be a Holy Spirit perspective. And some of you may have heard this. For example, Raj, I believe that when Raj teaches this sometimes, Raj refers to all of us, these seeming bodies, as puppets. This is the exact same thought, puppets. We are not independent thinkers with thoughts that we are creating within our own brains. Thoughts are being fed to us from our oneness, so that every single thought you could interpret as guidance. Every single thought is something that's being fed into our mind, and if we choose to accept that thought and follow that thought, we are following guidance, because that's all we can do. That's literally all we're capable of, and that's what this is saying. Any reason we make up for why we did it is an interpretation. It's a story. The truth is, we're only doing it because we saw the thought, we believed the thought, and now we're following up on the thought. That's the only true interpretation of what's going on. So the only reason you do anything is because you are guided to do it by your thoughts, which come to you from your spirit. All that you do because you are guided to do it. You can never do anything... Excuse me, my voice isn't working this morning. You can never do anything independent of guidance. This is why you are innocent. So we are completely a part of this oneness. And everything that we do comes from this oneness. And it's totally impossible for us to do anything independently. It is totally impossible for us to do anything independently. And that's why we are completely innocent. I'm going to take a drink of water before I continue. Let's see if that helps with the throat. Yet, I teach you that you have a choice, okay? So we've just been told we're puppets, right? And now the Holy Spirit's going to say something slightly different, but it's all the same. Yet, I teach you that you have a choice about what you will do and how you will feel. And this is also true. This is true because you get to request through Spirit the experiences that shall be given you. This is true because you get to request through Spirit the experiences that shall be given you. You make this request through choosing which thoughts to believe or accept. Now again, this is all about my mind, all right? That's all this is about. It's all about my mind. And what this is telling me is every single thought that comes into my mind is coming from our oneness, which is being referred to as Spirit. However, I do still have a choice. I don't have a choice necessarily about the thoughts coming into my mind. All right? They just show up. But where I do have the choice is about which thoughts I will accept. And when I'm choosing which thoughts I will accept, I am actually making a request from our Spirit. And that way, every single thought that I choose to believe is actually a prayer. And I am asking for what I want to experience. So the only real choice I have is the choice about what I want to experience, what I want to feel. I can't choose, for example, what Harriet wants to experience. So that means that Harriet and I could seem to experience the same event differently because she's choosing to perceive it one way by the thoughts she accepts, and I may be choosing to perceive it another way by the thoughts I accept. So in that way, we choose our own experience, which we also know the Course tells us in the Responsibility for Sight section, that I am responsible for everything I see and everything I feel. And this is why. These thoughts come into my mind, but I don't have to accept all of them. I can see a thought that says, David is attacking me right now, and I can laugh. I can say, oh, no, cute thought, but that's not really how I want to perceive this. And I can let that thought go. I don't have to believe it. And whatever choice I make affects my experience. So again, I teach you, you have a choice about what you will do and how you will feel, and this is also true. This is true because you get to request, through Spirit, the experience that shall be given you. You make this request through choosing which thoughts to believe or to accept. If you accept that you are attacking, being attacked, or seeing attack, you will have the experience of attack because you have requested it through your perception. What you ask for is given you, always. If you see the temptation or the opportunity to perceive attack, but you choose to let that opportunity pass you by refusing to accept the perception, you request the miracle. The miracle is not really a miracle at all. It is only a truer way of perceiving, which is seeing that there is no attack because there is only love. Watch your mind for your perceptions. Ask yourself, what do I truly want to experience now? Ask yourself, what do I truly want to experience now? As you answer this question, you make a conscious decision about how to see. The answer to your request is delivered through spirit, which is not conscious, but it is always exactly that which you honestly requested. So if I perceive David as attacking me, that is because that is the perception I am choosing. And if I perceive David as attacking me, and then I remember that I do not want to perceive this, I can actually make another choice. And that opens the way for the miracle. That opens the way for the Holy Spirit to provide another way of seeing, which is a reflection of our truth. It's what the Holy Spirit calls a truer perception. So we have 4 minutes left, and if it's okay with y'all, I just want to read this one more time, this time without stopping to comment, just reading through exactly what the Holy Spirit shared with me, because, like I said, this is, to me, a powerful, powerful, beautiful answer, and I know it's all about me and my mind, and I really want to take it in deeply so I can take advantage of this learning. So here we go again. The question, is attack possible? The answer, no, attack is not possible because all thought is shared. Each one receives as he has asked to receive through his thought. Therefore, no one is ever attacked and only his request is answered. Within perception, attack is a misperception of your experience. It is a misperception of what you believe you are doing, and a misperception of that which you experience as being done. It is always misperception and never fact. I ask you to let go of attack thoughts, not because they are attack, but because they block true perception from your sight. As you believe in attack, you cannot see love, because you believe love is attack. Love is not attack. Love is giving through spirit to spirit that which spirit requests. This giving is never given consciously, as consciousness is the domain of the ego. This giving is natural and outside of the domain of the ego, so that it is without any conscious involvement at all. Love cannot stop, but love can be misperceived if you believe in attack. In order to see love's reflection through true perception, you must be willing to let go of all perception of attack. Remember this: when you believe you are attacking or have attacked, you are completely wrong. Give this misperception to me that you may see differently. When you believe you are attacked, you are 100% wrong. Give this misperception to me that you may see differently. When you believe you see one attacking another, you are believing in attack yourself. Give this misperception to me that you may see differently. Miracles are never under conscious control because giving is never under conscious control. Spirit is not consciousness as the ego is. The ego, or the part of the mind that thinks it is separate, interprets all that is experienced by making up stories about that which is experienced. However, all of that is made up, and so it is the veil that hides true perception from your awareness. When you do something, you may think, I am doing this because of this or that. Know that whatever you think after you think because of is not true. The only reason you do anything is because you are guided to do it by your thoughts, which come to you from your spirit. All that you do because you are guided to do it. You can never do anything independent of guidance. This is why you are innocent. Yet, I teach that you have a choice about what you will do and how you will feel. And this is also true. This is true because you get to request through Spirit the experiences that shall be given you. You make this request through choosing which thoughts to believe or to accept. If you accept that you are attacking, being attacked, or seeing attack, you will have the experience of attack because you have requested it through your perception. What you ask for is given you, always. If you see the temptation or the opportunity to perceive attack, but you choose to let that opportunity pass you by refusing to accept the perception, you request the miracle. The miracle is not really a miracle at all. It is only a truer way of perceiving, which is seeing that there is no attack, because there is only love. Watch your mind for your perceptions. Ask yourself, what do I truly want to experience right now? As you answer this question, you make a conscious decision about how to see. The answer to your request is delivered through Spirit, which is not conscious, but it is always exactly that which you honestly requested. Well, so there we go. I think I'm going to read this over and over and over and over again. I love you all. Have a happy weekend, and I will be back on Monday morning at 10 a.m. Bye.
Right after Carl completes the workbook lesson and text later, and maybe later again today. The word attack, of course, is the exact same as the word hurt. And when we remember that this whole world, the purpose of this world that we keep forgetting, the purpose of this world is an attack on God, that as long as we see attack as real, that's how long we see the world as real. Because nothing, an idea leaves not its source. Basically, if the source of this world is an attack on God, then we will see attack and hurt wherever we look. I was thinking how important the message the Holy Spirit has given to you is, and how probably more powerful than any message that we can hear. I was thinking maybe even using your message at the San Francisco Course in Miracles conference. I mean, what else can I possibly say, right? Thank you all for being here. I'm going to turn this mic over to you, Carl Nethercutt, for today's workbook lesson 328 and the text, chapter 20.